This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. Bisque, you gotta stop sitting in these Hollywood Zooms over an hour, looking all thirsty like your goddamn Philip Seymour Hoffman holding the boom mic for Dirk Diggler and Boogie Nights. It's embarrassing. Just swoop in, toss out a few one-liners, and get the fuck out of there like a gentleman. Later.
Sebastian Show, we're back, still under, what's up, Sebastian Maniscalco on the other end with the best podcast on the planet, but you guys already know that because you're listening. How you doing, bro? How you holding fucking up? Sorry, well, personal rant. I apologize.
That's okay. Before we even started this, the sound of defeat in your voice was palpable.
Yeah, It's a lot of different things all at once, man. Plus, getting the operation on Tuesday, I'm freaking out about that.
Oh, 1 week from today, going under the knife with the hip, bro. Are you going to be able to do the cast?
I'm walking out of there. He says, we give you the walker. He goes, but some people literally use the cane. Some people don't even need the cane. Some people need the cane for a long time. I'm thinking, like, I'm probably going to jog out of there, do a slow jog. I went on Lime Road to this app the guy gave me, I was telling you about, and each day leading up to the operation, the things I got to do. And the other day it was the exercises. So I'm in the living room and I go online, Jackie's in the kitchen, and I look at the first one, and it's like some 85-year-old lady with white hair laying on a doctor's table. And they're telling her to wiggle her feet, right? So I go to Jackie, I think this is for like really old people. And Jackie's like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just something they want everyone to do and they're just showing you that model. Maybe it's not just getting blood flow. I go, all right. I go to read the next, see the second one. It's doing push-ups in your seat. And then they got another old lady doing fucking dips. She's watching fucking All in the Family or some shit on TV, right? I said, what the fuck? I'm going to shovel two yards of mulch when this video's over. I think this is for old people, so I bailed on the videos. But can you imagine, bro? They say because they want to build up strength so you can use the walker on your way out. Can you imagine if I was in a situation where I couldn't even hold up myself with a walker? Come on. I wouldn't even get the operation.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that they're showing you videos of senior citizens getting back into shape. I believe the video should be tailor-made to the age category.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted to just email back. There was no box. I just wanted the right guy. I'm 50. And then just have him go, oh, all bad, and come back with a whole new set, like you said. But check this out, right? So the other day, I'm hanging out, breaking the quarantine. We went out Sunday night with friends. And I'm at my buddy's and boozing, and he goes, hey man, just to let you know what small town this is, I gotta ask, how's your back, or is it your back or your hip or what? And I go, well, I mean, like, I threw out my back a while ago, but I mean, what are you asking that for? He goes, I'm not kidding you when I say at least 5 or 6 people over the past week and a half have said, hey, what's wrong with Pete? I see him out on his front lawn with a back brace. He's hobbling, you know, because I'm doing so much yard work. But dude, they're driving by my house and they're making assumptions on my physical well-being and calling each other? What the fuck? If you drove by your friend's house and he was laying on his back, spitting blood out, would you call a buddy later on and go, what was with Kevin? Ah, fuck it. Right?
Wouldn't even think twice.
That's what I'm saying. With all the concern. What the fuck? So anyway, so what's up, dude? How you feel? You seem like you're a little chipper. Do you, did you have a conversation with your governor before the show started? Do you know something we don't know? That guy's out of his mind, bro. What the? This guy, he's afraid of the sun.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't understand something. They're saying July 4th, we're going to open. I got to find out what open means, because if you're phasing this out between 1 and 5 phases, what do you mean open? We're on phase 2, aren't we? Slightly open. So 4th of July, are you telling me everything's going to be wide open? You could go to a restaurant, 100% occupancy, no mask.
That's what it sounds like to me. And by the way, I'm not trying to play sides politically, but who in their right mind, like, this ain't a restaurant reopening. What the? Yeah, as soon as you can open it, open it. What are you telling me? Like, maybe it could be opened late June, but you know what? So close to the 4th. Let's just make it a whole big thing. We'll get streamers and balloons. What the? Yeah. What's a couple more days?
What, do you think it was an accident that they picked July 4th to be the opening?
Of course not, man. It's like I said, wouldn't it be so great if we just said we're starting it back up? We're putting the key in the engine that is America at noon on 4th of July with fireworks. Don't get me wrong. It'll be a fantastic day. I'm kind of all for it myself, but... Right? I mean, it'll be a 4th of 4th. If we're burning the masks, too. But if we're going to wear the mask while we're watching fireworks, they don't even light them.
It doesn't even make sense. I got to switch out my microphone. 1 second.
All right. I may as well take a little of my Corona medicine.
Back up and running. Okay, this is the second portion of the recording.
Does this mic work?
Hot! Too hot!
I took a ride for a couple days up to Santa Barbara.
Nice. Happy to hear it, man.
Got a change of scenery. They're a little more loose up there in Santa Barbara with the opening, so the Miramar Hotel was open up there, and we decided to check in for a couple of nights. Now, I got to tell you something, and I want you to rewind to when Sadie was 3-1 years old, if you
yeah,
and it's a little easier with one kid, but going on a out of town deal with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old is not a vacation. And a lot of veteran parents will tell you that.
Couldn't agree more.
Let me pitch this. Like, when you go on vacation with kids, right?
Yeah.
You are generally leaving your home for a smaller living space in a hotel room on vacation, right? So you go from, what, 4,000 square feet to 500 to 600 square feet, right?
Yeah.
So you're losing the room already that you normally would have to mill around the house inside and out. And then, if you got a 3-year-old, 1-year-old, you're bringing a limited amount of toys opposed to what you have at the house, whether it be scooters, access to movies readily available, all the stuffed animals. So... now you got to bring 6 or 7 items.
Yeah.
So you're losing space and you're losing toys. Bro, why fucking bother?
Hey, we went when Sadie was about the same age as Serafina. We went to a real nice resort in Mexico. And exactly what you're saying, man. I mean, I had to entertain the kid non-stop to the point where... after that vacation, I said, get the camper. By the way, if my kid can't tell the difference between a Four Seasons and a fucking Holiday Inn Express, then I ain't staying in a Four Seasons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your kid sees an indoor pool and they act like it's a castle. So if they need the hotel experience, you know, I do it on the road trips. We stop at the Marriott or one of these places. But, you know, otherwise that, and I said, until she's old enough to really, you know, start to appreciate it and also start to be able to, you know, take care of herself more, I go, why, you know, like people that go to Europe with their kid at 5? What, are you crazy? Why? It's a waste of time.
Waste of time. I don't want to shit on the vacations altogether. I believe if you're going to like a destination like a Legoland or a SeaWorld or a Disneyland, what have you.
Of course. You got, that's what I'm saying. Those are the ones you got to do. It just, you got to do what they can do. It makes your life easier.
Yeah, but to sit in a hotel room and to go on the beach, I got to tell you something, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody goes to the beach, the beach, the beach. I was on the beach for a couple of days. Yeah, it was nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But how long could you stand out there on the beach? What's your time limit before you go, all right, this is over. We're done.
You know, when you go through it, it's every day I've been going to the beach for my entire life, it's always the same routine. I can run the numbers, and it's constantly, like you said, I gotta have something to do, and when all the shit I do is done, let's get out of here. Right? I mean, you get there right away, you set up, you go in right away, hey, let's go in, blah, 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 you know? then lunch is huge. Lunch is everything, man. You know what I'm saying? So you make your lunch last. You got the lunch. You da da da. Right? Then eventually you go, let's do the walk. We'll do the walk. We'll go away. We'll pick away. Which way you want to go? We do the walk. Get some fucking shells. Build the sandcastle. Then you pull out. Finally, you pull out whatever goddamn beach toy you brought. Right? You do that for about 10 minutes. And you know. What does it take us till 2? And then you gotta beat the traffic, right? What do you? You ever see? You ever leaving at 2 and people are showing up? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you sleeping here today? Shit! and they don't even have that. They're not even having that conversation. Like, Jerry, I can't believe you had to mow the lawn. We're so late. They're just walking up like, yay, yeah, what do you want to set up? I'm like, fucking anywhere, guy, because we're all leaving. It's fucking dinner time. Holy shit.
They stroll in like they're going to have lights that come on around 8 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, God. Happy to. And I'm like, do they know something I don't know? I will say. Best time at the beach is about 4 to 5:30. I mean, that's when the sun's going down.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nice, but like, are you going to come at 2 to catch the 4 or 5 o'clock sundown? Or,
right.
Or are you gonna come at 9 and then extend till 5? Listen, I just, everything about the beach for me, from getting in there, right? You got the wagon. You're pulling the wagon across the sand or whatever the hell you bring.
Yeah.
Then you get the seats and the towels, right? Now you lay down on the towel or the lawn chair, whatever they got set up there. Now you got the sand on the towel already because your feet, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Instantly. It drives me nuts, right?
And then it's like, we take the kids out to the ocean, and Serafina was having a ball throwing sand and then, you know, running in the water, running out of the water, playing kind of tag with the water. And then, you know, you bring a one-year-old out there. Caruso's eating sand. I'm constantly worried what he's putting in his mouth.
Right. Then, right, you're changing a diaper with the umbrella down, right? And getting sand in his ass no matter how hard you try not to. By the way, I love the game. I played a game too with my kid where you try not to let the water hit your feet. You're running out. It's very fun. You can play that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not knocking the whole experience. It is fun, but my question was, like, how long are you going to sit out on the beach with a 3 and a 1-year-old? It's just, it becomes, like you said, after you knock it all out, you're out of there by 2 o'clock. And then and I'm wondering, I look at the people that were there before me, and I'm packing up before them. I go, how long are you going to stay here?
Right? That's what I'm saying, man. Don't you have dinner plans? Look, these kids got to get the salt water off them. By the way,
Then I'm looking at this old couple. Like, they got to be in their mid-70s. And I've seen this time and time again. Old people in their 70s who are still married, when they go to lay out, whether it be at a beach or a pool, they don't talk to one another. They could grab a book. I tap line. I go, this woman's been reading a book for an hour and 10 minutes with her husband right next.
And they haven't even said anything. Like after two pages, I got to turn to my wife and go, fucking hot out here, huh? I mean, there's no conversation.
I'm right there with you. Or else you're looking at Lana like I do with Jackie going, oh, God, look at this fucking guy over here with the Speedo. What the fuck's he got going on? Right? Yeah. I don't even think those old people are reading. I think they just hold the book up so the other one don't talk to them. Right? It's like they're together all day, but they're not really going to meet till dinner. It's fucking bizarre. I know what you're saying, bro. Big old fucking hardcover, right? Some Sidney Sheldon shit just blocking the other guy's mug. Yeah, and the husband goes, I'm going in, and she gives a...
She gives him like a head bob, and the look on her face was like, I hope you fucking drown.
By the way, if you did drown, I wouldn't know for like two chapters. But you're absolutely right. A little heart attack in the deep end would be fantastic right now.
Oh, God, 141 on iTunes.
Shit. What the fuck? By the way, I'm not recommending this, but my brother, I went to the beach for a week every day, Bethany Beach, with him and his kids, and he goes all in white trash with the wagon. You ever see the guy with the wagon dragging it through the sand? The wheels aren't even fucking rolling. Right? So, you ready for this? You know what he does? Because he has boys, and they were about Sadie's age, and I was like, I ain't doing that, but he did it, and I'm like, all right, we'll use it. Baby pool at the beach, and he has two huge buckets, and we do mule runs to go get seawater, and we come back and we dump it in the baby pool till it's filled.
What? Yeah. Wait, what? What the hell are you doing?
He brings
sea run.
He brings a baby pool to the beach. Yeah. Leaves it.
Blow up.
Nah, the big fucking plastic thing that you get for like $10 at Odlot.
Oh my God, like that green turtle pool that we used to have?
Yes, but all round, but perfectly round. But yeah, the plastic one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Brings it to the beach, sets it up by the blanket with an umbrella near it, and he's got two big buckets. And if you don't help him, he'll do it himself, but he keeps taking trips down to the ocean, scoops up the seawater, two buckets at a time, brings it back and keeps dumping it into the baby pool till it's filled. Then around lunchtime, he dumps it and does a refill. And the baby...
For what?
What?
What is this for?
So the babies can play in the baby pool, seawater, but right by the blanket.
Oh, bro. Once you take the water out of the sea... Can you even get back into that one? I mean, like...
And the babies climb in it. There's, like, you know, fucking all sorts of cloudy shit in there.
Yeah, if it's in the larger ocean of water, the body of water, you go in and you don't even think about it. But once you start bringing seawater to a baby pool, and then you're going to put your baby pool in there, yeah, walk out with gonorrhea, no?
I would think so, man. But yeah, on the flip side, if it keeps your kid from pointing to the ocean going, okay, let's go down there for 15 minutes, you know, that's his thought process. Every piece of white trash you bring... Don't look at it as a piece of white trash. Look at it as 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. That's what... I mean, you know.
No, I like the idea. I like the idea of having a kiddie pool, but I want it filled with fresh water.
Well, then I guess you can order Avion from the waiter and just keep the Avions coming until the kid's baby pool's filled up.
Avion. I think that's a tequila.
what do you go? It's not Avion?
Evian.
When did he go from Avi to Evi? All right, Evian. Oh, by the way, while we got DJ Hank's attention here, if he can, listen, for the listeners that might not know, we can't play songs and stuff now and movie clips that much because of licensing fees of it being a part of iHeart. So I don't know if we mentioned that. But anyway, I don't know if he can play a second of this song, but dude, bringing us back to this pandemic and the way with the masks and everything else, some people are like into this shit, including the people that probably decided we'll go with a July 4th reopening. I'm doing my yard the other day, right? Jackie's out there too. I'm doing a little weeding. She's off to the side. And as you know, we got a corner street where two streets come together, the corner lot. Big pickup comes down and it's a beautiful day, and he's cranking a country music, and he comes to the stoplight. And, you know, I even wrote down, I had to look it up. It's by Luke Combs. And he's saying in the song, I'm listening to him, he's saying, like, miss my band, miss the road. And I'm like, what the hell? And then as he turns to head up, it hits the last line of the lyric where he goes, there will be light after dark someday when we're not. And the guy goes like this, 6 feet apart.
Oh, wow.
And I looked it up. I go, Jack. Mm. I go, Jack, what was that? And she goes, yeah, I think that's a new pandemic, you know, Corona song that some guy wrote that's popular. I go, what the fuck? And I look it up. And I go, is it this guy Luke Combs? And she's like, yeah, and I played it, and that was it. And I'm like, this guy is singing this shit? Cruising? Bro, I mean, with the Eagles, the from Zeppelin to the Stones to even, I would rather sing a Justin Bieber song than sing 6 feet of, dude, again, that's like accepting it, right?
Yeah. That's totally accepting it, and now you're putting it into the song. Because you know damn well everybody's going to come out with a pandemic song, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it's
the comedians are going to come out with pandemic material, right? As soon as you start the comedy clubs start opening up, it's going to be pandemic all day long.
Oh, hey, folks, don't laugh out loud. What, are you trying to kill me up here? Waka, waka. Well, we knew the virus wouldn't last forever because it was made in China. Waka, waka, waka. Let's just do them all now, bro, so we can tell the hacks out there. Can people go, Corielli Sebastian did that one. They did that one.
Oh, man. So we were at the hotel, right?
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
And it's limited occupancy. They weren't running at full bore. So this is like the first time we've actually went out. You know, and
it had to be bizarre.
It was a little bizarre. We had our masks on.
Oh, God. You said you weren't going to do that, bro. You said you weren't going to do it.
It's the law out here, bro.
But you said you weren't going out, I thought. I mean, all right. You got to do what you got to do. But you.
It was a requirement at the hotel.
Oh, God.
In the common areas, you had to have your mask on. Guy, do you think I kept it on? Come on.
I should have known better. After all these episodes, I apologize.
It's like you see someone, you're gonna pass them, you put it on. After they walk past you, you take it off. Right?
Yeah.
That's how this shit works.
Well, I did that in Tops the other day, and I took it off, and I like because I was doing that on and off, and I bang the left, and then there's a woman way far away, but she sees me putting it back on. And I couldn't decide if she was mad at me that I had it off, you know, in between being around humans. So did you come across anybody else that, like, you know, they're in the bar and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll put it back on. I didn't know anyone else was going to be in here. Or, like, was everyone always wearing it?
We were outside a lot of the time. Obviously, by the beach, no one had a mask on the beach. However, you know, we were seated, 6 feet or more away from people.
Did they wear them at the pool?
Pool wasn't open.
Okay.
So, here's one, though.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the lawn chair, and I've been having some allergies over the last 4 weeks, just sneezing, right?
Yeah.
So, I let out a sneeze. This thing was a bomb, right? And I didn't even think about it. I just sneezed, right?
Yeah.
And I looked to my left. There's a woman, of course, older, probably in late 60s, reading a book. And I kind of got a look, right?
Yeah.
That I sneezed. So I walked into the ocean. Now, as I'm walking away to the ocean, it's like, this type of shit, you could... I'm thinking, if I go to the ocean, I come back to where I was laying, this woman might be dead. Right?
Yeah, well, you may as well have just shot her. No different. So, by the way, she probably did give you that look out of concern, but if you really were that concerned, wouldn't you duck? Wouldn't you put a blanket over you or walk away? You know,
yeah. This was at least 12 to 15 feet away, and this wasn't floating over there.
It could have been a record breaker, though. right?
Like, it could like, have, like the way I sneeze, I don't hold anything back. It's one of these things that just, there's a lot of shit coming out of my head.
That's what I'm saying. The lady could be getting tested right now. Tomorrow, Fauci's going to come out going, apparently, some lady got it from an Italian guy 13 feet away. So it travels further than we thought, depending on wind conditions. And it was a strong sneeze. So, yeah.
Downwind.
But doesn't that mean you got it?
It means if I had it.
Yeah. So, but who knows? But, you know, the other day, my father-in-law took Sadie fishing. And the cousin too, whatever. I don't even know if that's allowed or not. And then I go pick her up at my father-in-law's house. This is just like what you're saying with this woman, right? Giving you a look. And my mother-in-law's outside. She's got a mask on. My father-in-law's there. I get Sadie. There's some small talk. Thanks again. Da-da-da. And then, so again, beautiful sunny day. He was with my kid all day. No mask, whatever. I go, hey, I'll see you later, Mike. And I shake his hand, you know? And my mother-in-law gives me a look like, like I assaulted him.
Well, you're supposed to wash them first.
Well, you washed and washed them.
I watched you get them wet.
I was washing them. This shit's hard to get off.
I go, oh, geez, I'm so sorry. You know, and then I get in the car and I do the Purell, whatever. But I get home and I tell Jackie. And I go, yeah, Jack, I like, they made me feel like, I mean, I love my father-in-law. And they were making me feel like I literally did the most disrespectful thing I could possibly do to him. And and then Jackie goes, well, I mean, why'd you shake his hand? Shouldn't have shook his hand. I'm like, oh my God, I came to you for a comfort hug. And she's like, she goes, no, but you know my mom is like that. And then she was cool about it. But I mean, it's like, you just do, I think sneezing on a beach is the most polite place to sneeze. I'm out wide open, nobody around, achoo, right? Now, you hit the sun. I shake my father-in-law's hand, I'm the devil. It's like, I fucking can't keep up with the new.
I'm with.
What?
I'm with your wife on this one, bro. You don't shaking people's hands. Come on.
Well, I mean, he didn't keep it dangling. I didn't reach down and, bro, I'm done with this show. I'm done with this show. You're out in public breaking laws, sneezing all over everybody, and I'm being supportive, and this is what I get in return?
I'm just saying, you're actually physically touching people.
I mean, you're fishing with my kid all day. I kissed her before I dropped her off to you. If I got it, you already got it. Don't people see what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Oh God. Anyway, so
yeah, I hear you, but
I know I got it.
I don't think anybody's got it up to where you are at. Anyway, you don't think you got to worry.
We're up. One more person got it since our last cast.
That's a week. It's,
yeah.
It's I'm telling you, bro, the numbers are going down. I take a picture of the John Hopkins death count and amount of people that are coming down with it, and the numbers are going down. I'm here to tell you, bro.
I believe you over Fauci. I don't know. I don't know. If you're saying so, I haven't looked in a while. I got... that's exciting. So what are you saying?
I'm saying I think we're coming out of this, and I got some information.
Well, nice. What, can you share it?
No.
Oh, man. Off air, can you share it?
Yeah.
Someday
we are 6 feet apart. The Pete and Sebastian Show.
So let me take you back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Lana and I went out to dinner at the restaurant. I think it was 50% occupied, I think, 25%, I don't know what it was. But that didn't look overly... the only thing that was different is people walked in with their mask, sat down, and took the mask off, and the whole staff had the mask on. Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, I don't even know you.
But listen.
Yeah.
Go to bed, right? Like Lana and I had a couple drinks at the beach, and then we had some wine at night, hey?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, I look, and Lana's always in bed. Always in bed. You know? Yeah. If you were to say, who's out of bed more, you or Jackie?
Oh, definitely me.
When Lana's out of bed, I know something's off.
Oh, so got you. In the middle of the night, if I roll over and Jackie's not there, I'm like, oh, what's up? Got you. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to call 911.
I got you, man. Of course. Especially if the bathroom light ain't on. Holy shit.
Well, I walk in the bathroom. The nightlight is on. All right. Then I open up the bathroom door. And you ever see your wife sick from either food poisoning, a hangover, whatnot? I opened the door, bro. I thought I was looking at Bozo the Clown.
Really?
The hair was everywhere.
Oh, man.
And she either had something to eat, or I think she says it was the alcohol. But I'm telling you, bro, when the wife goes down sick, it's like the whole engine stops running, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's... Oh, man. It's tough, right?
When the responsibility falls on the man to, like, get the kids going and this, that, and the other thing, hey, I'm telling you, bro, it's... I got to give my hats off to not only the mothers, but whoever's taking care of the house ain't an easy job.
No way. It's brutal, man.
Brutal. I was talking to my dad about this, and he goes, you know, growing up, my father, that's all he did was work, and he worked the farm, and he went to work. There was no diapers or nothing like that. He said when my grandfather came to America, my father said he was shocked. He looked over and my grandfather was doing laundry. He's like, holy shit. he's never seen that before. America had domesticated my grandfather, and my father was shocked.
Oh, wow. I know. Even like my grandfather, God rest his soul, I used to always admire how any meal, he just sat down. Meal was brought to him. Afterwards, he'd take the back of a match and like get at his teeth a little bit, like while the coffee was brought to him. But I'm like, look at every night back then was like a restaurant.
Oh my God!
I mean, I'm lucky. Jackie makes dinner every night, and it's off the charts delicious, man. And if I've been working enough outside or working doing some work, then like I can get away with sitting down, and she'll bring it over. But you know, it's a hit and miss. You know, if you try to do that two nights in a row, she's like, "Come get it yourself." What am I serving? I fucking made it. That's all. You know, like that kind of thing. But in the old days, every meal, right? Out in the yard, wife yelling, lunch, bro.
Oh, God. Well, how about this? In the yard on your hands and knees, right, doing something with dirt. Sun beating on your back. You stand up, you turn to your right, and you get a fresh lemonade.
Oh, oh my God, what a smile. Right? You know? And then you look at her and you tell her you're going out that night, her and you with some friends. You don't ask. You want to get together with Sally and Tony? You go, we're getting together with Tony and Sally. Okay.
You bring something nice to wear.
Okay.
Listen, I hit a breaking point over here. I told Lana we had a fight on, when was it, Sunday night? I had some black cod, right? Some fish.
Yeah. This is vacation or at home?
This is at home.
All right.
And I reached just a ceiling with cooking, so I didn't want to, like, make a marinade for it, like a teriyaki or anything like that. So I went simple. I put a little salt, pepper, olive oil on it. I put it in the oven. I took it out. I asked Lana to taste it. And
I got like a huff and puff on the taste test, like, you know, kind of like a sigh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, I told her, hey, I ain't gonna fucking argue about this right now, eh? But I didn't have time to, you know. She's like, I just wish, if you're gonna make something, you don't like half-ass it. You do it or you just don't do it. So I said, I've been cooking 63 nights in a row.
Yeah.
I said, I'm done. I said, if you want to do it, you do it. I got to tell you, bro, she took the reins. She prepared the fish. I don't know what the hell she did to it. She brought it out. It tasted phenomenal. And then on top of that, she doubled down last night and made this unbelievable steak marinade coupled with some spinach and some rosemary fingerling potatoes. And she has taken the baton and ran with it. She's like, I'm cooking from now on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Bro, the tide has turned.
Nice.
They really do say, you know, you got to make food with love, and if you don't, it's going to show. And this was, I told Lana, this was made with frustration, anger, and hatred. So, it showed.
Well, you know, I, as you know, I don't cook, but it's interesting the temperament of someone that does cook. Sunday night, Jackie goes, we're going to eat fattening. She only once a week, she'll make something like, whatever, let's fucking try something ridiculous. She saw something where you take basically little potato rolls, small rolls. You put some grilled chicken mixed in with bacon, mixed in with ranch of dressing, a special kind of dressing. And then you bake the whole thing, right? Now, I made the bacon. I got the chicken. It was so thick and rich and like, whoa, it was just fucking too much bacon and stuff. And my wife is an insane cook. Everything we eat is healthy. This was just some, you know, trying to make something that we saw to cheat, you know? So she goes, do you want to save this and maybe have one during the week? And I go, no, definitely not. And then I go, actually, I don't ever want to have one again. And she goes, thanks a lot, Dick, or something like that. And I go, bro, I go, Jack, I meant it like, because it's giving me a heart attack. And if I have it again, I didn't say it wasn't delicious. And she's like, bullshit, that's not how you meant it. Then I had to take two right there in the moment. I go, look, I'm having two more right now. I go, I didn't want them. She wasn't buying it. And it's kind of like, you know, when people cook, they want to be told, is it good? Do you like it? And if you don't say you do, you have to say you do. That's like, you have to say you do, right? If you say, yeah, I don't like it, you're a dick because you didn't make it.
You know, you're right. I'm a little better than this than Lana is. Lana, I don't know. She's got taste buds that no one else has. And she's really, really, I mean, if she says it's no good, it generally is no good. But I don't typically tell her that when I'm eating her food. You know, I won't nitpick the thing to shit. I just eat it. I grew up with, like, no seasoning on, like, chicken. Like, it was just, like, cooked. And then you ate it.
That's it. It was, when we got fed by our parents growing up, it was more like army fed, right? Like, well, I gotta give them something. Can't let them go to bed with an empty stomach. It was no, like, you know. Like, now Jackie makes toast for Sadie, and then she spreads avocado on it. Bro, I didn't know what a fucking avocado was till I was 27 years old. Did you? Why? I mean, what the fuck?
I didn't even think they had avocados back in 1978.
I think you're right, man. What was that, the Goya aisle? Shit.
What? Who the public relations person was for avocado? Because just like splitting open an avocado and just eating it right out of the skin is 15 years old. That's it. I don't know when this started. The avocado made a huge push into the diet.
Like I said, man, I mean, growing up, a big day was corn on the cob. And then you didn't even know if it was going to be good until you took the first bite and you thumbed up the rest of the family. We're good. Ah, nice. You never know, because a nice yellow cob can still suck ass, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Yeah, you ever get that corn on the cob where The kernels on the cob look like they've been eaten by like a rabbit before you got there.
Yeah, right? And then you take a bite, you're like, sweet Jesus. This is a pleasant surprise. Don't judge a book by its cover. You never know. Yeah, but yeah.
I feel the same way with watermelon. You ever bite into a watermelon and it's got like that fur on it? It's like it's got like that. It went old like a day ago.
Yes.
And it's got like a white fur almost on it.
Yep.
We're doing a distance dinner tonight.
Really?
A couple neighbors over, backyard. It's two other couples. We're all gonna get your own cheese plate. What do you think of that?
Oh, what a nice touch.
That is nice. Per couple, right?
Yeah, per couple. Yeah. No cross-contamination. I'm opening up a bottle of wine. I'm going to have three little crafts where you could pour. Beautiful.
You know, it's these little touches now. When I went out with the, when I went out with the other couple Sunday, I got to their house. I pulled out my chicken, or as I like to call it now, my Corona medicine, bro. And I had, you know, the little one hitters I use? I had a brand new one for them with a little red mark on it and a brand new one for us. And I go, this one's for you guys, Corona free. You can use it all night and just keep it here with you. Like, so you got to think of these little things in advance now. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna share a joint with someone, now you got to roll two smaller joints.
Oh, is that a nice thought, though? You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, during this pandemic, how are you adjusting your hospitality skill sets to fit the situation? And I think personal cheese plates is a dynamite idea.
Now, I do too, but what are you going to do if you guys get together and one of the three couples sits down with a mask on? Is that fine with them? Let them? Or are you going to be like, we're not? How are you going to play that?
They come with a mask. That's their choice. I don't think we're doing masks. It's going to be outside.
What's the matter with you?
You can't win.
I don't think a mask is really, really needed to sit around and have wine outside 6 feet away from one another.
Now, if I had two other couples over, and let's just say even the one wife is wearing a mask, I'd pull the husband aside and go, either send your wife home or tell her to take the fucking mask off. She's bringing me down. Otherwise, I'm gonna talk. Every conversation I have is gonna be to the right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not including her in the hang. So, I feel like that should be. We call the Bob friends. We're like, yes, and we're not wearing masks. And they're like, oh God, we wouldn't let you in if you did. So yeah, that's nice. Good. I'm glad to hear you getting together. You know.
Yeah, bro. You know, I told Lana last night. We had a discussion and said, you know, it's okay. It's okay to see people. You know, I mean, they got us so damn scared. No one wants to do nothing. But if you take the proper precautions, I think you could get away with, seeing some people. I'm going to get my family over here. I know my sister's a little bit more apprehensive, but my mom, she's ready to go. I mean, she's like, get me over there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Did you see the clip that a woman who was in the shopping, a grocery store in Staten Island without a mask on?
I saw like a headline on that. I didn't see the video. What did she do?
They're screaming at her. The worst thing you can imagine, yelling. Everyone's screaming at her. And I'm like, man, I'm not saying that the mask doesn't help a little bit, but they were yelling at this lady like, bro, it looked like the Salem witch trials. And they're like, she's a witch! She's a witch! It's like, holy shit, relax. You're wearing a mask, so you're not going to die that she's not. You don't have to go so crazy. It's temperamental. Speaking of crazy, by the way, bro, I want to quick tell you. Have you ever done this? You ever give a camera, a security camera, the finger? Like,
no.
But, you know the place that the guy was a dick about when I went to drop my sticks off and he called the cops?
Yeah.
So I went back there the other day with my grass, which is legal, and with my roux. So I didn't even have the same vehicle. And their building is about, I don't know, maybe like 50 yards away from where you dump. But, you know, that's where he comes out if he wants to and they see you. So, and there's a camera right there. So I dumped my grass, which I'm allowed to, and then I put it in the back of the hatch of the roux, and then I looked up at the camera, and I gave it the double barrel finger. And then I shook him. I did a little shake on him for about, you know, 3 or 4 hard seconds. And then I got back in and drove off. And I was wondering, could you ever get legal ramification? Like, could the cops go, yeah, you can't give the guy's camera the finger. They got you on video giving the thing the finger. Or is that like, I've done that in elevators. You ever in an elevator alone, you see the camera, you just give it the finger? You never do.
No, I, what are you hoping that happens? Like somebody's on the other end of that going, what the fuck did he just do?
Yeah, just in case anyone is looking at the tape, just my way going, fuck you. I know you're watching, you fucker.
No, I can't say that I have, bro, but I would love to do a poll out there with our fan base. How many people are flicking off security cameras during the day?
Oh, yeah, here and there. The other one is at the when I'm pumping gas by Buffalo Airport, usually when I was going back to Wright early in the morning, the camera right there, I'd give that one a finger, too. So, I'm still waiting on all my life. I've never got the phone call. Like, yeah, you driving to da da da? Yeah, you gave us a fucking. Shit.
Did you just give us the finger at 4:30 in the afternoon the other day? Yeah, why?
I did it. Not do it again.
So, the other day we put Sadie to sleep. We come downstairs. It's about, I don't know, 8:30 at night. And there's Jackie goes, what is there food on the porch?
Funny story, stop me if you've heard it.
And you go out on the porch, and in a brown delivery bag with a receipt, it says, you know, 2 cheeseburgers, fries, chicken wings, and 2 shakes. And but there's it doesn't tell you what restaurant. And Jackie goes, oh man, somebody got food delivered and was brought to the wrong place, you know? And I go, oh, and she goes, what should we do with it? And I go, well, just leave it there. Maybe they'll realize they made a mistake, come back to the porch and take it. Well, it's gonna get cold. I'm not. What the fuck, bro? She brings it inside, right? Opens it up and sees that the burgers are wrapped in green and white checkered paper. So, still can't figure out what restaurant it is. So she starts to think about what restaurants have shakes. She puts the oven on 250, throws the burgers in, puts the shakes in the freezer, calls a restaurant. Hey, do you serve your burgers in checkered white paper? No, we don't. But the lady goes, but I think da-da-da restaurant, because Jackie goes, I got this food delivered. And then the next restaurant goes, we don't either, but I know who does if you call here. So Jackie calls the place. They go, yeah, we do the app now. And they kind of don't do it well all the time, so they brought it to the wrong place. Thank you so much. I guess don't worry about it. And then Jackie goes, no, it's in the oven. And the shakes are in the freezer.
Oh.
And the lady goes, oh, wow, thank you so much. All right, well, let me see if I can get a hold of the driver. If I don't get back in touch with you in like 20 minutes, then forget it. But thank you so much, right? Now, the lady never got back in touch with us, but do you think the lady tried to get a hold of the driver, or do you think the lady got off the phone and said, oh, the lady's got the food in the oven?
Well, yeah, that, first of all, if the driver came back to pick up the food and then took the food to the correct destination, right?
Right.
And let's say this was reversed and it happened to you and you ordered food and the guy's like, came to the door, he's like, sorry, I dropped this off at the wrong house, but they put it in the freezer and they put it in the oven to keep it warm. So sorry about that. I tell the guy, I go, take this fucking food and get the hell out of here.
But listen, of course. But the whole idea was, Jackie was saying, implying, and everyone knew, was like, listen, it's still warm. No harm, no foul. Nobody's got to know it made a pit stop at the Corielli residence.
I would be able, my wife would probably be able to tell if she bit into the burger. She'd look at me and go, I think this was just put in the oven somewhere. That's how her taste buds work.
In a civilian's home. You could, it's a different gas smell on the oven, man. It smells fucking homemade.
Oh, fuck.
And even though the shakes were going to be frozen, you know, you could be like, yeah, the shake was melting. And Tommy made the shake before the burger was done. So, you know, I don't know. But anyway, I just thought, I was like, Jack, wow, you're nicer than I am, man. Holy mackerel.
That's a different level of nice.
The moral of this story is a good deed is its own reward.
I just want to say in closing on this vacation, is there like, you got your mask all the way up till you get to the beach, then you take it off, then when you come back to the room, you stop before you get in the hotel to put the mask back on?
The whole hotel's outside, so you don't have to go inside. It's all like outside rooms, so there's not a lot of indoor stuff.
Right.
Even the restaurant's outside, so the only time we have to go inside is the lobby, and that's kind of open air too. So, the mask was on at when it needed to be, and then it was off when it was not needed.
All right. Well, then there we go. Let's do this, folks. Mask that's on it. When you need it. Mask off when it's not needed. Use your head when that is. Yeah, that's simple. All right. You let me know if you got any more Zooms coming up. Have you done any cool ones?
Nah, the Zooms. I think I've been shut out.
Nah, I can't.
It's over.
There can't be.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Oh, shit. You know, it's like if they knew that you had the mosquito thing in your hand. You're good. You're good. Yeah, they'll have you back. Keep us posted.
Shit. All right, man. All right. Good talking to you. We'll see you later this week.
All right. All right.
The show has ended.
When we got fed by our parents growing up, it was more like army fed, right? Like, I gotta give them something. Can't let them go to bed with an empty stomach.